Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. So we had probably the, very concerning thing happen because people who were at the Milton High School graduation may not have realized, but y'all did, that a registered sex offender, 50-year-old, showed up.
Yeah, you know, I say, wow, that's so surprising, and, you know, I can't believe something happened. But, you know, this kind of stuff like this, you can't make up. You really can't. I mean, I'm pretty sure he knew he was a sex offender and still goes to a high school graduation. I mean, I got nothing on this one.
What is it, 1,000 feet? You can't be within 1,000 feet of a school, is that right?
Correct, yes.
So he knows. I mean, he's lived his life. This is not some brand new thing. Like, this is some new law that got passed after the fact against him. He's gone through this. And the offense is from years ago, right? It's not a recent offense either, right?
Correct. And, you know, the funny part is, you know, he goes to it, I guess, thinking nobody's going to know. Hey, there's only going to be, like, you know, 1,000 people there. So, I mean, nobody's going to recognize him. And goes and then gets surprised when he gets hooked up. I mean, I can't make stuff up.
And John, I think, John, you were at this.
I was at the graduation.
How many people were there, do you think?
I mean, the whole home side was filled and the visitor's side was filled in the stadium. So there was a lot of people.
Man. So yeah. Did one of your deputies recognize him, or did somebody tip you off, or how did this actually come to pass?
Yeah, I think somebody came to one of our deputies that were working off the off-duty detail and said, hey, this guy's over here. And then that's how...
Makes sense. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
You guys had an interesting opportunity. The Florida Immigration Director, Anthony Coker, came to Santa Rosa, and you guys met with him?
Yes. Yeah. Great guy. And he's basically the Tom Homan of Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what went on? What did you guys discuss? Any plans?
He came out to thank us partly for what we have been doing, you know, assisting ICE, and we have a pretty good track record of doing that. And so he just came out and told us about other plans and stuff, i.e. some federal grants that are coming out for equipment, and which we already, you know, I mean, we're already doing that, but we get paid extra by the federal government for assisting ICE in some matters. And, you know, it's a great, way to work with the federal government.
Yeah. Well, you guys have been, I know you've been kind of leading the edge on a couple of these things, like the whole issue with the driver's license and, you know, arresting, yeah. Finding people that, you know, are not here properly, but they're driving, you know, how is that possible? Well, because of the way they get their licenses issued through the passport system, and, you know, working to reform that. By the way, has that loophole been closed yet? Do you know?
Yes, it has. 100%. They basically, passed a law, I think it was, that, and it wasn't driver's license, it was registrations. We were stopping people here who entered the country illegally but had a valid Florida tag in their name with no insurance. So they fixed that. So if you're here, you know, illegally and you don't have a driver's license, you cannot get a Florida tag.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me on that. I remember the case dealing with the embassies and all of that kind of stuff. We saw your chief deputy, Randy Tiff, was on Channel 3 last night talking about the shorebirds, 20 miles an hour. Those are cute little birds. I don't think I had ever seen them. They look like a halfway toucan, halfway puffin, but smaller, you know, with that pokey orange bill.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people complain about that. But, you know, I think we're blessed to have those in our area. We live in a great place. And, you know, there's very few places in the world that have those. And, you know, I think we need to protect them. So we tell everybody ad nauseum, you better slow down because we will write you a ticket. And we have written a few.
You know, it's so funny how much we get accustomed to whatever modern convenience we have. And we, you know, wail and moan whenever we don't get the fullest extent of it. But, I mean, 20 miles an hour is still significantly faster than, say, you know, running or horse and buggy, faster even than bicycling for most people. I mean, that's 20 miles an hour is actually quite fast, you know?
And the big part is, too, it's not for 20 miles.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to slow down for 20 miles. You just have to slow down. I think it's maybe, at the most, it's maybe a half a mile, maybe. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
And it's not like traffic is normally roaring across Navarre Causeway to begin with.
Definitely not in the summer. You're not going to hit 70 anyways. But yeah, but see, we still have people that'll, you know, they'll push the limit.
What, just out of curiosity though, because I do wonder this, on a two-lane causeway, how do you actually enforce that? Because, you know, just the practicality of where your deputy would have to be with the radar gun, with the speed monitor to pull them over, like, how does that even work?
Yeah, you can sit down. If you notice, there's two bridges going on to Navarre Beach. Mm-hmm. So you have the big one with the arch in it, and then you have one that's flat after it. And basically what they do is they'll sit in between the bridges, and they'll run radar coming off the bridge, and then they'll turn around and then pull them over after the second bridge, and that's outside the bird zone, and then write the ticket there.
Okay, so it's, so is a double duty then. It's, they're not disrupting the birds where they write the ticket, but it does afford them a place to, you know, issue the ticket that's not, again, not connected to the birds, but they can catch them before. They can basically capture them before that and ticket them later.
Correct.
Now, Sheriff, I know you didn't happen to be listening because you were busy doing things that actually matter in life a little earlier, but I do want to give you just a taste of an interaction that was captured by both parties on video. We played some of this audio last hour between the Bay Minette Ice Cream Shop owner and the Bay Minette Ice Cream Shop customer and their disagreement over quality of life. There's a purpose for me sharing this, but here, let me just play you a little sample of the public.
The fact of the matter is, honestly, I'm telling you, as plain as I know how to tell you, if you continue to mess with my business, you will live to regret it.
Okay, and I'm going to call the police and tell them you just threatened
251-580-2559. Call them.
I have the
call
phone
them,
number.
Call them, Daniel.
I have the phone
call
number.
Call them.
I can't. You got to
call
leave.
Them.
You have to leave.
No, call them. I don't have to do a thing. I'm going to be 40 white and free over here. Call
Here's
them.
Here's the problem. Here's
call
the problem,
them.
Lady.
You don't worry
I'm
about my
back
problem.
Up before you try
call
to...
Them.
I think that's my favorite line that she utters in the entire 15-minute video. And the only reason I wanted to play this for you is because, Sheriff, I know you go out on patrol at least about once a week, maybe more often. You've been obviously out on patrol a lot. Characterize for me, if you will. I know you deal with a lot of good people, a lot of normal people. My worry is that this is far more normal in the population and amongst the people that your deputies have to deal with than I'd care to admit.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. If we could get rid of the calls where, you know, we respond to somebody's house or business and it's over an argument over something stupid, my guys could do, you know, I mean, they'd have a lot of time off. Let's just put it that way.
And you and I have talked about this so many times that how many times a homicide or a battery, assault, you know, comes from this. I mean, I was watching this thinking, somebody's going to get shot. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you think that's bad, arguing over ice cream and stuff? We actually had a call where a guy complained, called the law enforcement officer out to his home because his neighbor's pecan tree was dropping pecans in his yard. Yeah.
Wow.
Deal with that one. you're like, you get there, you can't make stuff up. You're just like, and you called us for this. I got nothing.
I always think about what, because I got a son who's going to be a cop. I think about what he's going to have to deal with. I think about what y'all deal with. You know, the basics of de-escalation, take a breath, back up, leave the area, separate. Ooh. You know, it's like basic life skills that some vast majority of our population would do well to learn.
Yeah, a vast part of the population. Mm-hmm. It really, you know, it comes from, I think, for some people, a sense of entitlement. And don't get me wrong, if you think you need law enforcement, call us.
Absolutely.
But there are some things that, you know, I mean, you just got to man up and handle yourself sometimes. And there's some stuff that only God can handle, like having pecans drop off a tree into somebody's yard. I mean, you know, I'm surprised the officer didn't run back to his car and start calling for SWAT. I mean, I don't know what they're expecting.
Right.
You know?
That makes a funny image, though. Like, you know, your whole team geared up, ARs or MP4s or whatever they're dealing with, you know, and they're all circled around this one pecan falling on the ground.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Figure out, you know, yard of origin or something. Anyway, I just wanted to me, the big takeaway from this incident was, well, A, it was entertaining and it was horrifying and it was sad and all the things.
Yeah.
To me, it was, and this is what our cops have to deal with all the time. Because, look, you know, the folks that I interact with on a daily basis are pretty normal, pretty well educated, pretty decent, you know, right? This is, but it seems like the exception, but in some parts it's not the exception. It's just people.
It's just people. And, you know, and as I said before, just when you think you've seen everything, then something new comes along. And that's one of the good parts also about being in law enforcement. I mean, you're not sitting in a factory doing the same repetitive action over and over. You never know what kind of call you're going to get ever. Yeah. You have no clue.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Senator Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us safe and sane. And we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.